Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Sunaina. You are listening to the Keep It Alive series by TalkCX Life. And before I introduce our next guest, I hope and pray you and your loved ones are healthy, safe and sound, and continue to be so during these very trying times. We are in this together, and so may our commitment to ensure the well-being of ourselves and the society at large prevail. All right? No preaching now, of course, it isn't fun at all, is it? But you know what is. Imagine playing the drums or snakes and ladders or cuddling a pet or whipping up a dish whilst at work. No, we aren't talking about working from home, which is what offices the world over have had to adhere to almost overnight, but about actually playing and having fun at work. Meet Nishant Parashar, founder of Engage for More, a leading employee engagement firm in Mumbai. Nishant, who was also awarded the Business World Entrepreneur of the Year award in 2010, within about a year of setting up Engage for More, shares how engaging with people and eliciting a response from them through events, activities, has driven him since very young. In this segment, Nishant shares how employee engagement is relevant and important across industries, regardless of the organization size. He associates this with the changes in corporate culture marked by open workplaces, relaxed work attire, and even the startup era. We also speak about the underestimated power of a genuine conversation within the context of engagement and Nishant's future plans of expanding the services of Engage for More to a million offices across India and also of building an authentic Indian brand globally. Stay tuned. Now, so in terms of organizations, is there a profile that you would say is more suited to, has been more receptive to this concept? Is there a profile as such or no?
When I started, I had this way of looking at it, I'll be honest. You know, I used to think like this. And I somewhere assumed, like many of us would have done, that it's IIT company or a BPO, KPO, you know. But when I joined Standard Chartered Bank, you see, I was told bankers are boring. Why are you going from media company to a Standard Chartered Bank? It completely changed. The way a banker has fun after banking hours, it's crazy. You know, and we had reality show to, you know, a cooking competition to a sports. So that changed my definition. And I thought pharmaceutical companies would be so boring. You know, they all talk about medicines. But when I do look at their quarterly sales meet, they are fun folks. Amazing, amazing stuff. So I think, we are all human. We dance at birthdays. We drink and have fun when it our celebrations. It's just that when people are doing certain kind of a job, in the past there was this stereotype and curbing your you know, human expressions at workplace. That is going down.
That's going down.
So if you see, the cufflinks are moving out. I think Morgan Stanley has said, okay, not wearing jackets. You know, that's a statement. If you look at Raymond's and some of the other formal attire symbolic brands, they started showing a very different way of dressing a man at work. So I think the
and that adds on to so many, you know, it seems small, but then it adds so much of flavor into, you know, really defining the culture.
Oh yes.
And then even driving it from top to the bottom.
True.
You know, the kind of culture, especially leaders set also at work.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to always come in formal clothes.
No, gone are the days. So I think the thick glass cabins is moving out of fashion right now. Open workplaces is no longer a fashion. It's like a sense of necessity. Yeah. What's also happening is, you know, earlier we used to make annual plans. Then you'll say quarterly plans. Do you look at the VUCA world that we live in right now, the uncertainty under which businesses are happening. Employee engagement as a concept, and I'm saying this after 10 years of observing it, I've seen it at a factory level, SME startups are also feeling the pressure of doing something in Fun Friday.
And they must do it even more, I think, because
even
of the
more.
Pressure.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The burnout.
The pressure of an SME startup, right, you know, in the initial 3 years is crazy.
It's
you know, getting people to buy into your story. I remember my initial 2 years of starting company, I would be opening the darwaja as well as,
you
know, all
to
of
do
this.
Everything.
And I used to think that these six of them, would all six of them come tomorrow or not?
True.
And I would think like this. And I continue to think like this for very, very long.
Right.
The ease with which people can be accessed, the quickness with which somebody can be lured into a new job or a discussion. And meantime, the discussion is happening, how much of a distracted mind and poor performance.
Right.
It's crazy. You know, so all the more reason consistently,
and
you know.
And keep engaging. What are the different dynamics to this whole engagement thing that, you know, you've seen over these years, which are effective?
So, I have
simple
to,
things.
Simple things. So, I'll tell you, I have to go out of my business.
Right.
And suggest, activities are really not so important. If I have to really admit this, okay. Mm-hmm. Activity is just an enabler for somebody who could not think of breaking the ice with its own people. It's like you need a board game to do something. Mm. Otherwise, a chat is also important. You know?
Right.
I think conversations are most important. Mm. As organic, as honest, as much on time, and as proactive.
Mm.
And not unnecessarily doing it just because there's a survey coming in, because the line manager said it, because you know there's a client issue, etc.
Mm.
As long as people are talking to each other, they really do not need us.
Mm.
I'm really not needed. We are more like supplement. Like I said, we are anyways going and wasting people's time. You know, at the heart of it. If the two people working together can talk, can identify, can sort it out, can dream together, can feel the fear together, can plan together, can decide not to do something together, do you really need an outsider?
Right.
But the fact is, we are human and we are complex.
Exactly.
And there's hangover of a last job. There's aspiration to the new one.
Mm.
There is this mirage that people are chasing.
Mm.
It's very complex. So somewhere we become relevant, you know, that way.
Right. So what are your future plans? Like, how do you see this panning out?
Yeah, so
like,
this million one
right.
is what we want to chase right now. We want to get to 1 lakh offices
right.
within 5 years' time. So currently we are...
Across India.
Mm. Across India. And somewhere there is this feeling of making a very original, authentic Indian brand that has a global context.
Right.
So stress at work is omnipresent,
yes, right.
And HR having less time and money and idea is worldwide
also,
concept.
Right.
So this, the relevance built is a global context.
Mm.
So we want to get into a Middle East and a Singapore and a Hong Kong sometime very, very soon.
Mm.
So, you know, you have these single city countries, tall buildings. In a single building, you have 50 to 100 offices. So the approach will be different out there.
Right.
Bombay is a lot more flat in 9 different zones. Singapore would be more about 20 buildings and you kind of got it.
Mm.
So in that you have to think of floors and maybe segments. So future, if I had to say aspirations are these. And there's a lot that has to be solved. There's a lot that has to be traveled as a journey. I think this whole thrill of building something new and staying on the course and trying to make it bigger, faster, cheaper, more efficient. This itself is extremely exciting. From a mathematical standpoint, I think from a largeness perspective,
right.
I think I would like to make it as one big Indian authentic story.
Mm.
One thing if I had to talk about, and no disrespect to many other very fantastic entrepreneurial journeys that have been done, is a lot of them have been done somewhere outside.
Mm.
You know, a Walmart has been done and
right.
Flipkart is, and of course the Indian problem that they solved is very different.
Right.
So not to take away from what they're doing.
Mm.
But, we do not get a lot of authentic Indian takes on this. So stress at work and an Indian company thinking of this and building a scale business.
Mm.
I would like to be known for this.
Mm.
And tomorrow, if there could be an Engage for More, an Indian company that brings fun at work, plug and play for you in Singapore. Now that's a big statement. I'll be very proud of if we can get to that.
Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with AutoPay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.